98.1 KZE on the line with me today. It's Christine Spiro. She is bringing her show Spiro Plays Nero to the Falcon in Marlboro this Sunday, the 25th. Christine, thanks for hopping on with me.
Oh, my pleasure for having me. Thank you.
Yeah. So what got you into the music of Laura Nero? How did this tribute come about?
Oh, well, I was a teenager when I first heard her music. It was a long time ago, and in the 60s and 70s, and I fell in love with her music immediately because it was so different than everybody else's, not to mention that her songs that she wrote wound up on the radio and everyone knew them. Stone Soul Picnic, Sweet Blindness, Wedding Bell Blues, and to go on and on, Stony End. There's so many hit songs that she had, and When I Die, Peter, Paul, and Mary. So I went and bought her, well, I didn't buy her album. Someone gave it to me, a stock boy in a supermarket I was working at as a teenager.
Yeah.
And he was also a DJ at, I think it was CW Post, because I lived on Long Island. And he got all these promotional albums. And he said, I can't listen to them all. Here, you take a few. And one was Laura Nero, and it was Eli and the 13th Confession was the name of that album. And along with that was James Taylor's first album, where he's laying across the cover on Apple, I believe it was. So I got introduced to them immediately, you know, at the same time. It was so great. And just fell in love with her music that way. And after that, I wound up, you know, being a musician and playing a lot of different places and recording with some big people and getting my education under my belt. And her music was always in the back of my mind. And I played it as the years went by. And I said, wait, I play a lot of her songs, and my name is Spiro now that I've married. My original name was Rob.
Ah.
And I said, well, this is a great time. And this was like, 2015 it was that we started this project, and we had a CD that we made as well, Spiro Plays Nero. And I said, well, let's do a show, you know? I mean, I've got enough material, and there's so many people that knew her songs back then. She's become a bit obscure because she did not want to be a celebrity. She wanted to just be a comrade, as she put it. And she just was a writer, you know, that was most important. And she turned down a lot of lucrative shows because I met her brother, Jan Nigro, and Laura Nero was Nigro before she became, her stage name was Nero. And so he told me she turned down a lot of lucrative shows, TV, radio, magazines, just wasn't interested in the celebrity of the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to be holding the torch and continuing her music on for new people to listen and younger folks.
Yeah, that's awesome. And isn't that funny how kind of like a randomly obtained CD that somebody was just like, here, take this, has kind of altered the course of your life, right?
Yeah, and you know what? It wasn't a CD. It was a 33 and a third.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
It was an album. It was vinyl. And, and it was just serendipitous that I would get it, and I would just latch right onto it.
Yeah. I mean, it does. It kind of feels like fate to the Spiro Nero connection.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're bringing the show to the Falcon. This is obviously not the first time you've performed her music, so, I feel like it's probably quite a polished set.
It is, because of the musicians involved. I have Peter O'Brien on drums and Steve Rust on bass, Elliot Spiro, who's my brother-in-law. He's playing percussion and saxophone. And these are great musicians, which you have to be to play her music. It's quite advanced. And it's her recordings, she had some of the greatest jazz musicians on her recordings. And you need to have a good knowledge of music under your belt to play it.
Yeah.
So I thank them for being there for me to be able to pull this off.
Yeah, and of course the Falcon is such a great place to see high-level musicianship. The acoustics in there are wonderful.
I know, and they have a grand piano, which is perfect, because Laura played piano and sang. She never just stood there and sang. I think she did a couple of shows, like the Monterey Pop. She was up front. But she was adhered to her piano. It was just all part of the whole thing, you know, with her voice and her singing. So I'm very grateful when there is a piano of that caliber to be at my disposal.
Yeah. Spiro Plays Nero is this Sunday, the 25th, at the Falcon in Marlboro. And I believe you have another tribute set coming up pretty soon, a Bacharach, right?
That, That's right. We love Burt Bacharach as well.
Yeah,
and
who
he
doesn't?
Just passed away last year in February on the 8th. So it's just about a year now that it's he's been gone. And his music with Hal David, his lyricist, and Dionne Warwick, the three of them, were a triumvirate of music. And they conquered the music industry. It was unbelievable how many hits they had. So our show of Back to Bacharach, it's called, it's just, we cover, oh, I don't know, 30 songs, 25 songs, and the list goes on. It just is just amazing how much they wrote.
Yeah, yeah, that's so much fun. And I think, are you bringing that to the Falcon coming up soonish too?
Well, that we did that show in November of last year, but where we're going with the next show is 54 Below in Manhattan.
Oh,
and
awesome.
That is on April 25th. I believe it's a Thursday. And, yeah, we're bringing it to a lovely place again with a nice grand piano, and we're looking forward to that.
Very cool. So, yeah, keep your eye on, do you have a website where you kind of can...
Yes, ChristineSpiroGroup.com. And all of our calendar is kept current on there, so you'll see it. And there's links to go to when you want to buy tickets, and it's all ready to go.
Very good. And once again, Sunday at the Falcon, it's such a wonderful place to go and see live music, not just because you know, the acoustics are wonderful, the room is beautiful, they've got the lovely grand piano there, and the food is great, too.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I
was going to say that. Yeah.
So you had the food there.
Yes, last time we played. It was delicious.
It is. It's really good. And not a lot of places get that right, places that do dinner and music. I feel
Correct.
Like most of them do one or the other really well, but the Falcon manages to do both really well.
They do. They do. They're real. I got to hand it to them. And we knew Tony Falco when he passed, but Lee Falco now is running the whole program. And they just bring in like such diverse music. It's all different kinds of stuff, you know? So you can look at their calendar, and I'm sure there's something for everyone there.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, Lee has done such a great job of, you know, carrying on his father's mission of supporting living artists.
Yeah.
Was always how he said it. And
that's right, because he's a musician too.
He is a very talented one. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the model is there's never a set ticket price. It's just by donation when you come in.
That's right. That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is very cool and makes really great
live music.
Which
makes it accessible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. High level, really amazing live music that, you know, it's like world class music right there in Marlboro.
It's
really cool.
Yeah. Well, it's like it's pretty close to the city. I mean, we live up by in the Catskills. Mm-hmm. So when we think of Marlboro, it's like going halfway to the city. So so they bring up a lot of acts from that direction as well.
For sure. For sure. But not quite as much traffic as going all the way down to the city.
Correct.
Christine Spiro is my guest on the phone. Spiro plays Nero this Sunday at the Falcon. Are you taking, this may be a silly question, but if somebody wants to go and they have a favorite Laura Nero song they're hoping to hear, can they ask for it, or do you have a pretty solid set list going?
Well, I do a few numbers by myself, and I have been known to take requests at the end of the night when people start throwing them out there, because I'm pretty well versed in her music and what was big. But, you know, again, if I know it, sure, I'd be willing to accommodate people when they're asking for a song they love, because I know how they feel.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm sure your set list covers most of the hits.
Well, yeah, we do some deep album cuts, you know, that the Laura Nero people know it, and we call them neurotics. We're all neurotics.
I like that.
And so the group, it's like a core group that comes around to see us, you know, in a lot of places, and then they bring their friends, and it grows. And it's almost become cultish over the years because of, she passed away in 1997 from ovarian cancer, and she was only 49 years old. Mm. So she didn't have the luxury of living a long life and, you know, keeping her name alive. So the people that fell in love with her and were, you know, just obsessed with her music, myself included, they're still around, but you just have to find those pockets, you know. And when they come out, they are so glued to that music, and they know even the album cuts as well as the hits. So we love that. And we include both. We do 4 or 5 hits, you know, maybe more, and on our album as well. Our CD is for sale when we play, and we include them on that as well as the as the tunes that might not, they might be a little bit less familiar to people.
Yeah, very cool. Christine Spiro. Spiro plays Nero this Sunday at the Falcon in Marlborough. And that was ChristineSpiroGroup.com for upcoming shows.
Yes.
Wonderful.
That is, yep.
Well, Christine, thank you so much. And best wishes to all of the neurotics.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling.
All